Blog Talk Radio.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.
Hot Baragani.
Hot Baragani.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smallest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power with all things.
With all things.
You are one with all things. You are one with all things.
With all things.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
And welcome to the Power of the Mind, Enlightenism, Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. As you can hear the beat in the back, it's Brother T. Inviting you to step into your power. And that's what this broadcast is all about. Stepping into your power. And the words that we speak on this broadcast, everything that we do on this broadcast allows you to step into your power, to take responsibility for the power that you were born with. I'm Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today. And our guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living and direct you to a clear space of consciousness, a clear space of consciousness, that wholeness that you were born with, that we sometimes in the course of a moment forget that we have the power to change our life and we have the power to heal our life. This broadcast and everything that we do is about you revealing that power to yourself when you are willing to take responsibility for who you are and to define you and know that that definition comes from a clear space within. So I invite you now into that clear space. I invite you now to step into that power. So I ask you in this moment, all of you that can, to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. As you listen to the words in our insightful, prayerful meditation that directs you to the beingness that you are. And our meditation is taken from the book Enlightenism. So I invite you now to listen to the words in this prayerful meditation. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Now, before I bring Brother Malcolm on, I will leave you, as I always do, with a quote from our prayerful meditation, something for you to meditate off of, think about, and just come to an understanding of clarity about who you are and how you operate in your own life. The idea of operating in your own life is to operate unencumbered by lack, limitation, and struggle. Because when you're doing that, you're not really coming from the whole place, a place of clarity, whole, perfect, and complete, that you were born into. When you awake in the morning, and this is a passage, I affirm in this day, I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. And if that's the thought, then each moment of your life will be operated from and in this wholeness. I now give you author, philosopher, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for reminding all of us, I am whole, perfect, and complete, but I am only whole, perfect, and complete when I feel I am whole, perfect, and complete. In other words, folks, you have to go to a place within you of enlightenment so that you
Absolutely.
Feel that you're whole, perfect, and complete, or you may be victimized by your race and color.
Absolutely.
So we're not just saying, I am whole, perfect, and complete. It means you have to feel it and discover it for yourself. It's like being born again, you know? It's gotta, you got to discover it for yourself.
Absolutely.
That's what we talk about on this broadcast, on our broadcast, particularly our Sunday morning Enlightenism broadcast, where it's a spiritual self-help broadcast, where we focus on the greater power of God is within each one of us.
Absolutely.
And we use enlightenism as the consciousness that leads us to this power, the power where we are whole, perfect, and complete.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's where we are whole, perfect, and complete on the inward journey.
Right. And enlightenism is simply the operative word.
That's
yes.
Correct. And you see enlightenism on the inward journey.
Yes.
It's Reverend Dr. Brother Howard Thurman talked about the inward journey, wrote a book about it.
Yes.
And so we are sharing insights here on enlightenism about the light and the power within you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing the work here, folks. Join us. Don't sit on the sideline and become a victim of other people's ideas and beliefs where you're caught up in politics and other social activities. You want to feel the peace and harmony of who you really are. Politics cannot change your life. Politics
absolutely
can only change the beliefs people hold about the society in which we live. But you have to change your own life.
That's
don't
right
get caught up in outside things. Focus on what's on the inside. So true, Sister Carolyn. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See, Sister Carolyn got us going, folks. And since she got me going, I may as well keep going. She hit me with that phrase, I am whole, perfect, and complete. And it kind of touched up on what I am talking about today, or sharing insights on, about stepping into your power with enlightenism and create the light within you to get out of this man-made illusion. This man-made illusions where you have an illusion, where you have society defining by your race, color, gender, age, religion, status, and education. This work is about the inward journey. It's not the first time that the word inward journey has been made. People talked about it throughout time. A lot of different people talked about it. But some of the spiritual religious people talked about it. You know, it's kind of like Buddhism, some forms of Christianity, like the Quakers and so forth. Even it. The light in the inner journey is enlightenism. And enlightenism is the power and clarity that you can see that you're in an illusion and you can see the way out of the illusion. Freedom, your freedom, comes from power and clarity. Where do you get it from? Do you get it from politics? Do you get it from being a Baptist or a Catholic? Do you get it from being Episcopalian, Church of God in Christ, holiness? Where do you get power and clarity from? See, well, I know, and I want to clear up some things with all of you. I focus on the powers of the mind. I focus on enlightenism. And enlightenism is a self-help spiritual freedom philosophy. That doesn't mean that I have no understanding or awareness about religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs. Because all my life I was told that in order to find power, that the great possessor of power was God. And God was the supreme power. And all of the poor people that I knew and grew up with in the neighborhood all believed in God. Believed in God. No, not so much about a spiritual thing, a spiritual deity, but because we needed a power that was greater than the ones that we saw in our lives. So it was practical. Religion was practical for poor black people. It's practical. Who are devoid of power in the society. That you can't wake up one day and just make decisions and change your life. Said, I'm going to stop being poor. I'm going to create opportunities, jobs, and so forth. Well, that wasn't available. So what was available? God. But the God that someone had told us about, not the God that we had discovered for ourselves. And that's what Sister Carolyn started off saying. Hold on to this passage. I affirm today that I am whole, perfect, and complete. Now, you and I both know that you could hear the words, but most of the people in the world and in the society where I'm living cannot feel that way. You feel the way that your senses are directing you to feel. And you feel powerless, and then you believe power comes from politics, wealth, religion, education, but not from you. And on the inward journey, the journey within consciousness, we are talking about a different type of God. We're talking about a 21st century God that's not illusion. It comes from direct knowledge, self-acquired direct knowledge that you discover for yourself. And you must discover this power for yourself. Enlightenism is the philosophy that leads you to the power within you. So you're not on the inside, working on the inside. Believe you're working on the inside. You're using tools that you brought from the outside. So you're working on the inside with traditional philosophy and psychology and history and political science and religion. So you're working on the, you believe you're working on the inside, and everything out of your mouth is coming from the outside. For example, you may believe you're working spiritually on the inside, but your reference points go to something outside, something you heard about. See, we all heard about religion, and we heard about God. And what was clear to us at the time solved our problems. If our faith was strong enough in the God that we'd heard about. And in order to know something about the God we heard about, we were directed toward the Bible, the scriptures. We were directed to Buddhism or Hinduism or even Mohammedism or Islam. We weren't directed to that. We were directed to the things that we knew where God existed, which was in the Baptist, the Methodist, and all of the other Christian denominations, plain and simple, or Catholic. And in these, with these beliefs, we were told that if you're poor and you're hungry and you feel oppressed and you feel like you don't have any power, place your faith in God or Jesus. And Jesus being the representative of God with the direct contact to God. In other words, Jesus had direct knowledge of God, and you did not. You had hearsay information, but you had not discovered for yourself. So what Sister Carol and I are talking about is a 21st century approach to you having direct knowledge of God yourself, for you to discover God for yourself, for you to discover why you think you are aware of being the person that you are. And what do you really know about being whole, perfect, and complete, colorless, faceless, and formless? What do you really know for yourself? You discover in your consciousness for yourself, not what you read about. Well, what have you discovered for yourself? Because all the things that we have learned on the outside, like poverty, wealth, money is an illusion, race and color is an illusion, racism is an illusion, the God created by man is an illusion. And what you, when you try to step through all of these illusions, you end up in another illusion because you're using the same information. This is the change of information, direct knowledge. You're on the inward journey. You're going to create something that is unknown to the visible world. If you have been doing certain things for a certain length of time and you believe that in order to get ahead, you have to step on other people, that's the corporate way. That's the way in society. Only the strong survive, and strong meaning who is willing to do other things to terrible things to other people to get ahead. Get ahead means to claim some exalted position in society. The world cannot give you what I'm talking about, or you would already have it. When we were dealing with the poverty in the neighborhoods, we could not get the wealth nor the mindset to conceptualize wealth. We were dealing with petty stuff. You know, like you hear people say, he's a petty criminal, a petty thief. He's a petty hustler. Religion is not a hustle. It's what other people think about it. What you think about something causes you to feel that you have to hustle to get it. Enlightenism is a new way to think and live. It's a self-help spiritual freedom philosophy. self-help spiritual freedom philosophy. That's what enlightenism is. It is discovering God for yourself. And discovering God existing within you as consciousness, you must enter this on the self-discovery journey, and you will discover this power for yourself. Okay, Sister Carolyn, can you come back and help us out a little bit? I'll be right back here, Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. I'm Brother Malcolm. You're listening to the Powers of the Mind Hour. Enlightenism, self-help, spiritual freedom philosophy, step into your power with enlightenism. Join us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 12 p.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The inward journey is where you will get the answers to all of your questions. On this broadcast, Sister Carolyn and I are sharing insights about our travels on the inward journey. That's what we're talking about. A 21st century self-help, enlightenism, spiritual freedom philosophy. To say to people that feel downtrodden and in pain, the ones that have cloaked themselves in all of the things of the world, where you get all of the applause from the people of the world that cannot help themselves in the world because they're not using the right information, the right knowledge. Self-acquired knowledge from the consciousness of truth within you leads you to the greater power of God. And with this power, you are able to overcome all of the illusions that you have about who you are. Not understand it intellectually, folks, but to feel it, to feel the power and clarity, to feel the freedom. That's why we call it a self-help spiritual freedom philosophy. Freedom comes from power and clarity. The absence of power and clarity is darkness and illusion. Where you go from year, from generation to generations, believing that someone else is going to have the power to change how you think and live, to change your life. Well, we have discovered that when you discover this great power for yourself, then you become one with the power by unlearning and cleansing the mind of everything you're depending on from others. Then you understand clearly what Jesus is talking about. No, see, when you get into somebody setting up something special, folks, then that it excludes everyone else. But the people that are talking about it are not the ones that discovered it. See, the people that talk about and wrote about Jesus didn't discover God for themselves. They learned about something from Jesus, from his teaching, but they did not discover it for themselves, or they would have been able to clearly know that they had the same power that he had. Once you're in the consciousness, there are no special people, only people that are willing to do the work. It is given to all who ask for it. But in order to ask for it, you have to work for it. You have to be willing to let go of your other beliefs, your toxic illusory beliefs, and stand firm in the consciousness and say, I am greater than the way people have taught me. I am greater than the little kids in the neighborhood feeling hungry, feeling deprived, feeling depraved, feeling victimized and powerless, and believing that the only way out of the power, problems, and so forth was to believe it that God would deliver us from. So we're taking on some type of old thinking that God is going to lead you out of bondage. Yeah, but you have to get it. You have to get on the inward journey to discover God for yourself and getting out of the bondage or the beliefs and values that you've been depending on from others. That's going to be your freedom. That's the promised land. The promised land, metaphorically, is the freedom from your dependency on the illusory beliefs that you have imbibed from other people. And so it's not about getting upset with me or anyone else that you don't believe that I, because of my race and color and whatever else, that I should be able to say and equate myself with other people who have discovered this power. I have discovered the power in me is greater than the power I use outside of me. This power is lightism, which leads to the consciousness of truth, which leads to the greater power of God inside. So I strongly advocate and propagate the belief that the greater power of God exists in you, in me, and everyone, and enlightenism is available to all of us. And that when you discover this for yourself, you will be able to answer all of the questions that you have about who you really are today. And all the doubts that you have about yourself will disappear into the nothingness from which they came, which is an illusion. A self-help spiritual freedom philosophy. That's what we're doing here. Sharing insights about our travels on the inward journey and encouraging you to enter onto inner journey and discover for yourself the greater power of God within you. I'm Brother Malcolm. Thank you for stopping by. We'll be back on the air at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Here's Sister Carola to take us out of here. Have a great day.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insight. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Enlightenism. 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 Hi, Baradani. Hi, Baradani. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smartest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power with all things.
With all things.
You are one with all things.
You are one
with all things.
With all things.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Baradani.
Hi, Baradani.
Say bye.
Say bye.
B-Y-E-Y. Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
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 Enlightenism.
Enlightenism. Enlightenism.